Maseches Brachos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis. We continue now with the halachas of Zimun, the obligation to invite the others with whom one ate to bench together. And in the Mishnah's conception, the way it would work, again, is that the person who is the Mezamen, the one who invites the others, so he would also do all the benching and say the words of the benching, and the others would just simply listen and be yotzi through what's called Shomea Ka'ona. They would listen in, much the same way we have Kiddush on Friday night. One person makes Kiddush, others listen in. And they would say Amen to the Brachas and be yotzi, fulfilling their obligation for benching in that way. Now, in the way we bench today, there's almost like a on your marks, get set, go, three different stages to the Zimun process. Whereas in the Mishnah's time, it's only considering just the go part. That is to say, nowadays when we do a Zimun, the first thing we say is Rabosai Nevarech, which means, my friends, let's bench. And that's the on your marks. Then there's the get set, which is when we say Bershos Maranan V'Rabbanan V'Rabbasai, which means I'm about to start benching now, pay attention. I'm taking, with leave, with your permission, I will now begin the benching. That's the get set. That's the on your marks and get set. But the actual go, the Zimun in earnest begins with the words Nevarech, as in Nevarech she'achalnu mishalo. Let us bless Nevarech she'achalnu, the one from whom mishalo, from whom we've eaten. So that's the part we're talking about. Here in Mishnah Beis we say who can be included in the count for the Zimun. Let's say you have two men who ate together and a third person. The Mishnah says Nashim v'avadim v'katanim, if that third person would be a woman, or an Eved, that of course is a Eved Kanani, because an Eved Ivri, a Jewish Eved, is a full-blown Jew. An Eved Kanani is like a quasi-Jew only. Chayv and mitzvahs like women, like we said before. Ukatanim, those are minors, haven't yet become bar mitzvah. So those, if that would be a third person, either any of those three categories, ein mizamnin alehem, you can't use them as your third. Now, the reason why each of these three different categories of persons are excluded from being the third in your Zimun are totally different. The first, women, is because, as the Mishnah Berurah's lashon is, that it's inappropriate for women to be included in the Zimun with the men. This isn't talking about some sort of like inappropriateness with regard to sneis. It's more along the lines of men and women have a different level of chiyuv in terms of the benching, and perhaps men and women have a different level of understanding of the benching, because women, at the time of the Mishnah, for example, certainly many were illiterate. The Rush brings, they didn't understand the benching, and so on. And the Ramah similarly says, even if they don't understand the words, and so on and so forth. So women are excluded because of propriety, but women are actually able to bench on their own with a Zimun. In fact, it's a Machlokas Rishonim if they must bench with a Zimun. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, and the Mishavur Paskins, I should say, with the Shulchan Aruch, that it's a Rishus, meaning if three women eat together, they are allowed, if they so desire, to make a Zimun. But the Mishnah here is saying that men shouldn't make a Zimun with women together, because that is inappropriate. The second category is Avadim. Now, Avadim, Avadim Kananim, non-Jewish quasi-converts who have now become slaves. So they are suspected of being promiscuous, and because of sneis, it's inappropriate to team up with them to make a zimun and eat with them. Either the case here is men or women. Either one, they shouldn't be part of the zimun. The third category, katanim, is something different altogether. Katanim, of course, are exempt from mitzvahs because they're minors. Now, what defines a katan, what we're referring to here, is actually, according to the Bartanura, three of machlokas. According to the Rambam, we're talking about a child who doesn't understand to whom he is saying the benching to, but a child who would know to whom one blesses, meaning he knows what Hashem is, what it means to make a bracha. So you're talking like a 10-year-old child, a 9-year-old child perhaps even. Such a child could be included in the Zimun, which means that in Sephardic households, because Halacha by Sephardim goes like the Rambam, if you have two men who ate together and a third child around 8, 9, 10, or for sure, and 11, 12 without a question, certainly, that child can be included as part of the Zimun, as long as he understands to whom he is benching. There are other shitas that it refers to a katan here as the katan, meaning that a person who's even 13 years old but hasn't yet sprouted two pubic hairs, so he hasn't reached chronological maturity at 13, but not yet physical maturity. So, and that's how the halacha is, that halacha is like the Rishalmi, and that's the Ramah Paskins, that unless a child is bar mitzvah fully, you can't include him in the zimun. That's how Ashkenazim go. Okay, so those three categories, nashim, vavadim, ketanim, ein mezamnin aleihem, they shouldn't be included in the zimun. Arkam mezamnin, new topic altogether. How much must whoever is included in the zimun have eaten to participate in the zimun? Meaning he has to have eaten bread. How much? Ad kazayas. The Tanakhama, that's Reb Meir, says it's a kazayas of bread. And Reb Yehuda, Omer, ad kabeta. No, it's a egg's worth of bread. An egg, a beta, being twice the volume of a kazayas, an olive. Now, this point here is saying, let's say you had the three men who ate together, or three women for that matter. If you have two of them who ate bread, they would have to have eaten each a kazayas, according to the Tanakhama, Reb Meir, and Reb Yehuda, kabeta. The third person also has to have eaten a kazayas or kabeitza, and it's machlok to show them if it must have been a kazayas or kabeitza of bread. Our nahug, yes, that for to bench, you need three people who ate a kazayas of bread, the lach is like the Tanakhama, as opposed to Rabbi Yehuda, who says it's a full kabeitza. Now, you might suspect the machlokus here has to do with the similar machlokus we have by how much bread one must have in order to wash kazayas or kabeitza, but that has to do with the rules of tumah and tahara with food, and it's nothing to do with this machlokus. This machlokus here has to do with the understanding of the verse which obligates one to bench. That verse we said before is v'achalta v'savata v'arachta. You will eat, you will be satisfied, and then you will bench. So the question is do you have to eat enough to be satisfied? And a simple olive's bulk of food is not satisfactory. One doesn't get satisfaction from eating such a small amount of bread, and therefore he wouldn't need to bench on that, says Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Meir says, no, achalta means eating, and the vesavata means drinking. So the amount of food you need to eat is just what constitutes a legal act of achila, of eating. And the halach defines an act of eating as eating a kazayas, an olive amount of food, bechdei achilas pras, in the amount of time, let's say 3 or 4 minutes, or so. So much like we have familiarity with eating the matzah on Seder nights, you have to eat a kazayas amount in a set amount of time. So similarly, in many places, there are rules about achila, and one has to eat a kazayas of food to be considered to have done a ma'aseh achila, an act of eating. So Tanakhama, Reb Meir, holds that until you've done any old act of eating, meaning a kazayas worth, you can't bench. And Reb Yehuda says, no, the pasuk that requires benching requires savata, some satisfaction, and a kazayas alone doesn't confer satisfaction. One has to have a full kabeitza and eggs amounts of worth to have the satisfaction, says Rabbi Yehuda. But again, halacha is like Tanakhama, that we bench even on a single zayas, olives amount, and the zimun requires three people to each have eaten one olives amount, a zayas amount of bread.